This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's border, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces deploying in a drill. The developments unfolded hours after talks wrapped up with no breakthrough between Russia and Western states, which fear Moscow could launch a new attack on a country it invaded in 2014. Russia denies plans to attack Ukraine, but says it could take unspecified military action unless demands are met, including a promise by the NATO alliance never to admit Kiev. Ukrainian officials are investigating the huge cyber attack, which they say hit around 70 internet sites of government bodies, including the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Cabinet of Ministers, and Security and Defense Council. Though they avoided directly accusing Moscow, they made clear Russia was suspected. Tennis star Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time. The country's immigration minister says he used his ministerial discretion to revoke the 34-year-old Serb's visa on public interest grounds 3 days before the Australian Open begins. A hearing is scheduled for late Friday night, and his lawyers are expected to appeal in federal court as they successfully did last week on procedural grounds. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison welcomed Djokovic's pending deportation. Everyone at the Australian Open is required to be vaccinated for COVID-19. He sought a medical exemption based on having tested positive in December. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demonstrations called by the ruling military in Mali against stringent regional sanctions were expected to kick off on Friday amid growing international pressure over delayed elections. Leaders from the West African ECOWAS bloc agreed to sanction Mali last week, imposing a trade embargo and shutting borders in a decision later backed by France, the United States, and the European Union. The move followed a proposal by Mali's junta to stay in power for up to 5 years before staging elections. Despite international demands, it respects a promise to hold the vote in February of this year. The junta cast the sanction as extreme and inhumane and called for demonstrations. Strongman Colonel Assimi Gota, who first took power in a coup in August 2020, has also urged Malians to, quote, defend our homeland. As well as closing borders and imposing a trade embargo, leaders from the Economic Community of West African States also halted financial aid to Mali and froze the country's assets at the Central Bank of West African States. The sanctions threatened to damage an already vulnerable economy in landlocked Mali, one of the world's poorest countries. Unvaccinated people infected with the Omicron variant of coronavirus may be less prone to severe illness and requiring hospital care or dying than was the case with previous variants, a South African study showed on Friday. The study by the National Institute of Communicable Diseases in the West Cape region has not been peer-reviewed, but compared more than 11,000 patients from the first three COVID waves with about 5,000 from the Omicron-driven wave that began in November. Omicron globally has tended to cause less severe disease and proportionally fewer hospital admissions and deaths than previous variants. The study concluded that about a quarter of the reduced risk of severe disease with Omicron was attributable to characteristics of the virus itself. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office apologized to Queen Elizabeth on Friday after it emerged that staff had partied late into the night in Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral, at a time when mixing indoors was banned. Johnson is facing the gravest crisis of his premiership after almost daily revelations about a series of social gatherings during COVID-19 lockdowns, some held when ordinary people could not bid farewell in person to dying relatives. After building a political career out of flouting accepted norms, Johnson is now under growing pressure from some of his own lawmakers to quit. Opponents say he was unfit to rule and has misled Parliament by denying COVID-19 guidance was breached. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.